right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Yo, Bobos. Sorry about last week, but there are some technical difficulties here because we just switched all the internet and all the cable, so there's big problems. And I was in L.A. It was actually supposed to be Chad and Jess running the show, playing some Buddy Bill stuff of after the fight broke out and everything.
Yeah, we had other ideas, you know. We came down and... tried to rig it up. It's like 7 o'clock. It's still not rigged up. Sirius is on the phone like, yo, turn it on and turn it off. It's like 7:05. Turn it on and turn it off. And then we couldn't get the show going. We had all this stuff to play and all this stuff planned. And then we're leaving, and they're running a rerun. And we're pissed. And then we go, Seth, yo, couldn't get the connection up. Just tell Bam, whatever. And Seth's like, Verizon was here, and they...
Is that what it was?
They cut the whole... internet connection and change it to Fios or some shit. So you're up there with the high class network?
Yeah. I haven't seen a fucking difference.
Whose idea was that? Like, well, when are you around to check out Fios?
Okay, here it is with everything. Everything I have, whether it's
in
a Lamborghini
world?
Or whether it's like the Avid or whether it's the internet. In this case, Lendon's like, yo, dude, all you need to do is get this little thing, cost you $15, you run a little thing, next thing you know, boom, you got the fastest internet. I could do it right now. All you need to do is this, that, and the other thing.
Lennon,
I'm like, $15
says all
good.
You need to do.
$1,500 later, they're digging under the driveway, running a line all the way to the gate, which is like 80 feet away, costing me $1,500. Then the rotor gets stuck underneath the driveway, and they realize that the driveway is way too rockier than they thought, so they had to saw through the driveway.
Oh, man.
Plow the whole motherfucker up, and once you the car was past the big hole, then you couldn't go in or out. So you had to park out by the gate or outside of the gate if you ever wanted to leave. So it turned into this big fucking escapade.
That's what happens when you live in the sticks. Like, Chad, you can't even get cable, can you?
No, I can't get cable, but actually it turned out to be a good thing because I am so not pissed off anymore. Comparatively, I mean, I just used to sit there and look at TV and be mad at pretty much everyone.
Because TV sucks.
It sucks so bad.
Except the shows we do.
Well, that girl Lois from MTV
got
fired.
The only thing I did watch was Bam Show.
Oh, no,
actually.
Don't get into this.
I'm going to get into it.
Ah, come on,
dude,
man.
This girl Lois, she did Laguna Beach or whatever.
In other words, get into it.
And because it was, like, a little bit successful, then she's like, well,
what was it called?
B and I came up
with Laguna Beach.
Then everything has to be Laguna Beach. And if it's not Laguna Beach, it has to have the Laguna Beach style. I mean, you could do Wildwood, New Jersey, but it has to be the Laguna Beach plot. You could do Philadelphia with the Laguna Beach plot.
What the fuck was... what was Laguna Beach about?
I don't even know.
You guys watch TV.
I don't even know what that place is.
Dude, I think I saw like a minute of it, and I was like, this is the gayest faggot homo shit I've ever seen.
It was like Dawson's Creek.
She got fired.
It is just basically like little 17-year-old relationships. Like, Bobby said this. Well, I didn't say nothing about what Bobby said. Why don't you bring in Bobby? Like,
well, I thought that you liked Allison.
I don't like Allison. I like Susan.
Well, where the fuck is Susan?
You know, it's just... a bunch of fucking high school nonsense, dude.
Isn't this the same chick who was like, yeah, you know, we wanna go into a second season of your marriage show, Bam, but to do this, we really need you and Missy to have a baby.
No. It was basically like this. I have a great idea for the second season. Okay, what is it? Okay, you guys aren't planning to have a kid, but Missy accidentally gets pregnant, so now, like, you guys have to figure out a way to, like...
Jesus Christ!
It was basically like that. I'm like, but we don't want to have a kid right now.
Let her plan it.
But think about how entertaining that would be if you guys were just like, oh my God, what do we do? Like,
but that's fine and well and everything, but it's like, excuse me, you guys are aware that in order to implement your plot device, we do need to bring a human life into this world. Now, can we give the baby back when the show is over? What the fuck is that?
I don't even think I'd have time to give birth to the baby in 9 episodes.
I know. That's what's great about it. We get 2 seasons out of it, Missy. Think of the possibility.
The pregnancy and then the birth.
Think about the build-up when the 3rd season happens. Because right when you have the 8th episode of the 2nd season, then it could be like, din-din. The kid's coming on the 1st episode of the 3rd season.
The first shitty diaper.
the first of the shitty dipe dipe blues coming.
Borrow Jess's kids. They look Margera as hell.
And then Bam can have a Bam moment, and then he can take the dirty diapers and sling it on Deco. It'd be classic. It's like so weird, some of the shit.
We can have...
Didn't say she got fired.
We can have jackass elements to Bam in Holy Union. We could sling the shitty dipe dipe blues all over Deco and stuff, and then...
The shitty dipe dipe.
And then Shipper can sing the shitty dipe dipe blues. It'll be a classic Bam moment.
Is that what she says?
That's what was
classic
funny.
Classic Bam moment.
Well, that's what DeVito always said. Like, I remember one time,
Bam moment.
Everybody hates my cell phone ring because it sucks, but, you know, I remember one time. And then one time we were in the middle of filming something that, you know, didn't even get used for the show, and DeVito's like, God damn it, Franz! It was in the middle of the
worse
perfect,
than that.
I had the perfect Bam moment, and it was just ruined. All you hear is, I had the perfect Bam moment! I'm like, you're making me fucking sick. What the fuck?
You remember what the moment
faggot.
Was?
Yeah, it was like, Bam was like, hey, check it out. Like, it was just something so trivial, and like,
hey, check
Missy,
it out.
Did you get the invitations yet?
Yeah, like anything that can be...
Maybe it was just like something that you said to him like a week before that, and he was just waiting for the perfect time to yell.
The perfect Franz
like,
moment.
Kind of like a Groundhog Day when Novak called out Glom. Like,
that's why I couldn't get any fucking sleep, because my headboard was banging against my fucking head because you were getting banged out. Now I want to know who was banging you out.
No, Glom just had clenched fist the whole time, so he just waited for the perfect moment, and then as soon as Novak sat in the van, he was like,
yeah, Glom, it's why you... I'm going to kill you!
But it was like... It wasn't a good enough reason to officially kill somebody.
No, it wasn't.
You could tell he was just waiting for 1 week straight of just clenched fists, like, I'm going to get him. And then it was like it wasn't even like a really mean thing. It was kind of just like,
yo, what's up, Hannah? How's that cheese steak? Cheese steak, woo!
I wish I
Did he actually punch him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he went and grabbed him, and I was like, fuck, I better break this up. And I remember taking Glom's face and just shoving it into the fucking seat as hard as I could. Like, so he couldn't get any leverage. But the story that Glom told about what actually happened, now, we were in a parking lot. The engine wasn't even running. He kind of grabbed Novak's the scruff of his neck and started jacking him up, and then we all jumped in and broke it up. Now, the story Glom told that I found out a couple weeks ago was that we were on the highway going about 90. He screeched
up to a
halt.
Fucking park so bad, I skidded to a halt, causing all kinds of a traffic jam, beat the living shit out of him, yeah. Right on the turnpike,
and the cops came.
Oh, man.
Wait, Hayne, didn't you almost beat Glom up over something?
Yeah, I think he was talking about the time he was doing 90, slammed on the brakes when he on his way here, because I was about to kick his ass. Wait, he just hightailed. He didn't show up for a week.
Yeah, remember that? We had a show to film, and he wouldn't show up for a week.
I wound up throwing his four-wheeler around in the yard. Like picking it up and just throwing it driveway and beating the shit out of it.
Man, dude, there's always drama that goes on, whether you're doing Viva La Bam Bam's on the whole Union, Ming
sure.
Hags. I mean, Ming Hags has been the most fun ever, but I mean, there's always times where, like, you know, for instance, I was in the fucking warehouse filming. I showed up at
1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I found
the
out.
The one time you were early.
We didn't get start filming till 10 at night.
Yeah.
And I was just like, shit, well, I'm in, like, basically Lancaster, so there's no way I'm going to go back home. I'm like, I'm just going to find a local bar and just sip on a beer. Next thing you know, it's like 8 o'clock. I'm like shit-faced by myself. Show up, and then by like 1 o'clock, we're like, I knew that there's like 2 hours left to film, and I was like falling asleep as the film was rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How about the one thing we filmed at Arisefa Farms when the one line you could remember was, wait, where is this place?
No. All I could say or remember was, yo, where the hell is this warehouse, dude? That's all I can say.
Five pages of dialogue later, every line that's supposed to come out of his mouth is that line.
Yeah, and they would be like Deco Dunn and Rake would be 2 minutes into the conversation, and it would just be like, all right, I think we're here. Yeah, I think this is the place because we just passed the guard shack, and I'd just be like, where the fuck's the warehouse, dude? Bam, you can't say fuck, remember? Oh, yeah, it's right. Well, where the fuck is it?
Dude, and we had
so annihilated.
No, but G got even more drunk, and, dude, we filmed gold. We filmed gold with him. We stripped him down naked and put him in this hole.
Well, wait. Tell G what he said to you, because he was so happy about me being drunk, he forgot to say about me.
What?
About G.
What, just how he was like, oh, man, you are so lucky you missed it at Arisefa. Bam was so drunk. Like,
He was throwing me under the bus. He was like, dude, Missy, you're so glad.
Behind your back. Arisefa.
Bam was so fucked up. He was falling in the... He fell asleep into the woods, man. He was so muffed up, annihilated. Like, and then all of a sudden...
tell me about his own condition.
Then all of a sudden, like, you guys show up, and it's just like, gee, you were a bag of shit. And then Missy's like,
liar.
Well, what about... I thought you said the Bam was... Oh, Bam was pretty medium. G was knocking over the airy lights and things like
dude,
that.
He knocked over,
getting naked, and every time he gets drunk, he's always just like, yo, Kim, get over here so I can rape your ass.
You fucking
bitch.
He tried to rig it for me to fuck him.
Yeah,
there's dude, he goes, yo, Kim, do you think Franz could fuck your tight little virgin asshole? She's like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, no, come on. I mean, all the shit that Franz has done for us. I'm like, tell you the truth. I'm like, to tell you the truth, G, I haven't done fucking much for you. All I did was make fun of you all day, dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
Did you ever notice
God damn, that sweaty bitch.
Did you ever notice when he's on, like, 10 beers and, like, 3 Klonopins or whatever the hell he takes, he always gets all lovey-dovey, like, I love you, Franz. Nobody's mad at me. I just love you.
He tries to kiss me when he's like that.
Yeah, he's trying to make out with you.
Man, I love you, Hannah.
I love you, Art Department. I love you.
I love you, Art Department.
Did you get mad when
he
tried to kiss me?
Huh? No, I thought it was hilarious.
No, but not only that, but he's bipolar. Either he's real nice to everybody, or he's just an angry, pissed off. Remember the time he kicked you in the balls for nothing? But not. I'm gonna kick you in the balls like super light. Like, he was so fucking angry.
Where was that
the other night? That was when we filmed the sorority party scene.
Yeah. I was like getting there ready to film. He just comes up all drunk with a beer in his hand and just punches me in the balls. So I was like, boom, and I punch him like 10 times harder. He's like, oh, dude, that fucking really hurt. I'm like, well, why are you punching me in the balls in the first place? Like, you know that if you punch me in the balls, you're going to get your motherfucking payback, dude.
Dude, he was in my face. Like I was there with the fucking camera. He's like, fuck you, fucking Franz. And he pushed me. I'm like, whoa, dude, like, were you serious? I was like, yeah, I'm fucking sick of all the bullshit. I'm like, I haven't made fun of you in 7 to 10 minutes, man. Like, fuck. He's an angry motherfucker. You know what it is? We make fun of him all day, and then when he gets drunk, it just... I think he remembers things.
Yeah.
Like, one time I told him to shut up because he was talking in the middle of a take when we're rolling film, and, like, dude, 2 hours...
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
Thank you, G. And then 2 hours later, G comes up to us, and he goes, shut up. Tell me to shut up. You shut up. Which, number one, if that's the best he can do, that's sad. Number two, if you're still thinking about it after 2 hours, that's fucked up. And three, like, all I did was tell you to shut up. Like,
I know.
Dude.
Fuck you.
I just had to edit. I had to edit 9 takes of Gene's security outfit stopping our car, and he seriously says in each take, yo,
Yo. 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 Yo, yo. Yo. Yo, stop. Yo. 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 And then when he gets run over.
It's like a rap album.
Oh. 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 And if you think I'm kidding, no. He was dead serious. He said, yo. Like, every. Yo. Yo. Moving his hands also. Yeah.
I thought he was supposed to be the drunk security guard.
No.
No.
He was just.
No, he was just drunk.
I can't believe that. That's insane.
He was good. I mean, he pulled it off. My favorite part was we're like, all right, you got to. All right, now you're the security guard, you know, so you're looking around. Now pick your boogies, yeah. Okay, now no one's looking, so eat it. And then, like, he kept on, like, messing that. It's like, dude, you're picking your boogies and eating it. Like, and you're messing up the. How can you mess that up in a take? Like, he kept doing everything wrong.
I love when Dunn drove through the warehouse. That then we filmed the next take of Dunn opening up the door. Chioda slates it, and then he's like, "Hi, asshole!" Franz goes, "Hi, asshole! What are you doing?" And then he gets all nervous and slates it again. He's like, "Not slate it again!" I said, "Hi, asshole!"
Who did that?
Chioda.
Yeah, our camera assistant.
He's like, "Warehouse, take one, click," and then it's just like. Hi, click.
No, not a double take. What the fuck? Hide under the car. Who slates a scene twice? Because, you know, the thing is, he's supposed to slate the scene, then quick duck down behind the car. And it's just like,
slate
he's
slate.
What's that?
What's a slate the scene?
Slate the scene is when, you know, take two, action, then you do the little clapper.
CKY slates the fucking scene, bitch.
Word.
Yo.
Oh. Yo.
Well, now I know.
Didn't Chioda couldn't get a boner when he was humping something?
Oh, yeah. My camera assistant, Chioda, he got jerked off by this girl because he couldn't get a boner. And I was like, how'd you get jerked off if you couldn't get a boner? Yeah, thank you. And he couldn't get a boner. She's like, let's have sex. He knows this girl's for 20 minutes. Her friend's waiting for the cab. He's like, okay, the cab's outside. She's like, good, let's have sex. He's like, okay, hold on. So he takes her behind the thing, and he's trying to make something happen. I guess the pressure was a little too much. He says the alcohol was too much. No, that didn't happen. Right. And next thing you know, she's sitting there flubbing his dong all soft. And, well, the magic actually ended up happening. But
on her hand, and then she ate it.
Yeah, he couldn't get a boner. Yeah, she did eat it.
Oh, man.
He made her eat it.
So she got no pleasure in all the diseases out of that whole act.
She got the worst part of that whole fucking thing in her mouth.
She had to eat a soft dick?
All right, didn't even eat the dick. No.
I'm gonna play a song from a band from Germany called Beatsteak. This is their new album, and this song is called Change.
Why is that always funny?
And then we're gonna call up Novak and talk about
the hot body contest. Oh,
the
God.
Hot body contest is you'll find out all about it. This is Radio Vampires.
Sorry, G, I had your back.
Yo, Bobos, that was the Beatsteaks from Germany called Jane Became Insane. And I think we're going to give Novak a call here because he just went to the prequels in Baltimore. It's a horse race competition. He went with the pro skater Bucky Lasik and his girlfriend. And
wait, let me.
Novak's girlfriend's ex-boyfriend was a Greek bodybuilder, and he flew in, and Novak was all jealous, and he was just like,
"What the hell would she see in some Greek bodybuilder?"
And we're like, "Well, he won a contest being a bodybuilder. That's pretty good for one. And Greece is pretty close to Africa, so he's probably got a big ass dick, man." He's gonna take.
He's like, "Fuck that! I ain't no jealous."
Yeah, dude. I ain't no jealous.
Dude, let me preface this very briefly. Novak opened this conversation up to me by saying, "Yo, Franz. Oh, speaking of faggots, Franz, fucking listen to this shit." Yeah, get this. Mandy, you know, her ex-boyfriend, you know, he's some, you know, bodybuilder. He's all buff and shit. Now he's coming back to Baltimore to do some hot body contest. Can you believe what a fucking faggot he is? I look at Mandy, look at Novak, I'm like, "What, are you jealous?"
Jealous? No, me, no way. What would some girl want with some dude who won a fucking hot body contest? I'm like, "Well, from the head to toes, shall we count thy ways?" And he's like, "I mean, what has he got? Like, dude, like me, I got." I'm like, "Probably fucking balls so big they're fucking hanging out from each side of his fucking tighty whiteys, dude. A fucking schlong that drapes down to his knees. What the fuck would a girl want that for? Gee, I don't know.
You want balls?
Rippling muscles." Yeah, you know, why would a girl want that?
Probably that's a couple dollars to spend on her.
That's like a girl saying, "Oh my god, this girl was, you know, she's a supermodel." Like, why would a guy want to fuck a supermodel?
All right, call him.
All right, Novak, you have to answer this, buddy.
Yeah, who are you talking
about?
Let me
thing.
Put this up to the phone.
Okay.
What was that?
Okay, we're dialing.
What's with that little sound that always happens when you put a phone near a fucking electrical cord?
No, well, it's
they should fucking figure
cell
that
phones,
shit out, dude.
Well,
how much money goes into cell phones each year?
Shh, quiet.
It's enough to figure that shit out.
Hi, Mandy. How you doing? Hi, Mandy.
Oh, Mandy.
Mandy, how you doing, baby?
What do you want, midlife crisis, boy?
Not too much, Novak. Hey, how you doing?
Trying to watch Sopranos.
Did you ruin our book deal? By the way, we just signed a book deal for Dream Seller. Did you ruin it yet by doing heroin, Novak, or are you managing to stay clean?
So, Buck, you got 9 days, 8 days clean today. I just ate dinner, and you're bothering me.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm gonna bother you once more by asking you how the hot body contest went. Did you go? Who won? Or didn't you bother?
Thank you.
Nah. Come on, Novak. You can't let something.
He made it blow up in his face the other day. It was great.
You can, Novak.
I was drunk on a drunken Monday. I would fuck the guy.
Is he hot?
Dude, he was hot to trap, man. I was taking him off the track.
Well, at least you're being honest.
Covered in baby oil. The guy was a hot Greek guy, Greece.
Hey, was he covered in baby oil when he showed up from the plane to go to the horse races? Was he already covered in oil or?
I don't know, but he was high as shit on coke at fucking 10 in the morning. I know that.
Mandy, did Novak go to the hot body contest with you?
Oh, yeah. He stood right on the stage and cheered along. Are you...
No, wait. Come on. Are you guys putting me on? Because are you serious?
I swear to God, I didn't see a fucking Greek guy throw everything on my girlfriend's body.
Why would you... Why... Wait, Mandy, I can't believe that you would go to your ex-boyfriend's hot body contest and bring your current boyfriend. Tell us about it, babe. Wait, is a horse race or a hot body contest? What the fuck are you guys talking about? Are you both doing heroin?
And they also had a bikini contest.
I think your girlfriend has kissed you so much she's gotten high on
they
heroin.
They had a bikini contest at the horse races?
Yeah, it's a humongous festival, like 90 Rock, which is a local radio station around here.
Is it like a step down from the Kentucky Derby?
You know, it's like millions of people. It's a humongous event.
It was 100,000 people.
Jesus. How many is the Kentucky Derby?
That's what that horse program is like.
Wait a minute. Well, okay, so it's a horse race where they have a dude hot body contest, a fucking bikini contest. What the hell else goes on? What kind of debauchery is this? I thought horse racing was like a high class event. Like, don't you picture like all kinds of rich dudes like checking out their fucking thoroughbreds?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Novak, weren't you going to bet on Street Smarts and you were going to win $150 or something?
Exactly. Thank God.
fucking piece of shit horse came in second.
Mandy, what happened to Novak's watch?
Oh, you still have it?
It's here.
Okay, good, because it never showed up at Abe's house, so I was nervous that some mailman was probably like, oh, Bam Margera, let's see what this is. Wow.
It's nice a $20,000 watch, and Novak loses it.
You would just blame it on me and say I loved it and never sent it. You wouldn't blame it on the mailman.
Well, you would
why are you so bitter, Novak?
Yeah, Novak.
What the fuck?
No, if you ever do mail me anything, make sure you don't put my name on it, though. Put, like, put Hannah's name on it. Put Fan on it.
Harry Balzac.
Put Fanta and Fane.
I was gonna put,
I'm not sending it back. You're not getting that back. You gave it to me.
No shit, ass.
Not when you're doing heroin, fuck ass. You're gonna go pawn it off.
I'm clean now.
Did you ruin it?
7 days clean. I got 7 days clean.
Come on, babe. I'm still quitting.
He's 7 days clean is not clean, dude.
8 days clean, bitch.
Okay.
That's
my
totally
apologies.
Different.
Now, Novak, did you ruin our book deal yet? Because you know what? You have to give the advance back, asshole, if you fuck up. Would you say, pussy? What'd you fucking say to me?
Tell Ben the guy from Papa Roach went to rehab.
Oh, the singer?
The guy I was doing coke with a while ago.
Is that the singer?
No, he was a drummer.
Okay.
The fat one.
How can you do coke and be fat? I don't get it.
You're fat already.
Yeah, but like if you do it, like you totally don't want to eat.
Yeah, but you don't like just sniff a line and walk out 150 pounds skinnier.
Yeah, like, if you do it all the time, then you'll probably eventually lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah, along with your teeth and your bone structure.
Maybe it's really really fat.
Wait, so you guys did. Argue about the hot body cut. Like, was the dude? Did the dude have a huge fucking package, or?
I don't know. I'm sure he did. He did a lot of steroids, so that might have shrunk his dick up.
No, that makes your dick bigger.
No, it doesn't. It shrinks your balls.
No. First, it makes your dick bigger. Then, when you stop doing it, it makes them small. But while you're doing it, dude, you got the fucking schlong of the year. Well, anyway, Mandy. So Novak didn't let his jealousy rear its ugly head, so to speak. No.
No, he actually walked up to him, shook his hand, and my ex-boyfriend said, "Hey, we should hang out." And Brandon's like, "Yeah, give him your number." And I gave him my phone number.
Now he's probably all mad.
We're gonna drink beer tonight, and I told him we're not going to drink beer tonight. But Brandon made the suggestion, "Let's go out and drink beers." When he was all oiled up with his shirt off and his
fucking fake.
And then when it's time to go,
why the fuck we going out to hang out with your ex-boyfriend, bitch? Bring me a beer, bitch.
Well, you know, he's just gonna use it as an excuse.
Thank God he never called, or I might be fucking single.
Yeah, right.
All right, I'm gonna play some rock and roll. All
right, pussy.
Alright, later, Novak.
Hate you.
Later, pussy.
He was excited as a heroin addict.
Yo, you gotta hear this band. It's called Korpiklani, and it's like Finnish hump of folk metal. This song's called Let's Drink. This is Radio Babe.
Track 20 one, faction. Dude?
Yeah, dude.
Alright, kick ass.
Oh,
that was Kurpiklani called Let's Drink. Finish hump of, hump of folk music.
Chiota, why couldn't you get a boner the other day?
Why couldn't you get a boner?
Who are you talking to, Frank?
I drank too much.
Here's Joe Chiota, our camera assistant, the guy who couldn't get a boner the other day. He's a great guy. He's a hell of a hard worker. He's going to be good at something someday.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
But why couldn't you get a boner?
Yeah, dude, why not?
Whiskey dick.
He had whiskey dick.
That's all you got to say for yourself?
That's a bad excuse.
But how did you ejaculate on a soft on?
Yeah.
You had a soft on the whole time?
How do you make that happen?
It happens.
Hey, we should take him to Whiskey Dicks in Philly.
Why? What happened?
I got an ass kicked in my life there. You remember did? I got beat up there?
Yeah. I like Whiskey Dicks. They always treat me well.
Whiskey Dicks?
Yeah. Right next to the Electric Factory.
Yeah.
What about it? Do you get, like...
Well, he had whiskey dick and couldn't fuck, so we should take him there. That'll be his new hangout.
I drink whiskey. I don't know what this whiskey dick you talk about is.
You can't come on a non-hard penis.
It's like the type of thing, like, if you have, like, 4 beers, you'll be perfect at humping, but if you have 8 beers, then you can't even get a hard on.
But what about whiskey?
Well, that's even worse.
So you're saying whiskey particularly makes your dick not work.
So the VH1...
too old to do
so
that
the
shit
VH1 Rock Honors come on in 3 days.
Dude, I heard that's awesome.
Yeah, I
heard you actually did a nice job.
Yeah, I was hosting. Dude, I met so many fucking people, dude.
Robin Williams came up to your parents and said you did an awesome job. Robin fucking
cool,
Williams.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck shit.
And the funniest thing was, you know, like Cameron Diaz was there, you know, Ozzy was there, ZZ Top, all these people, and Missy's like, the only person I'd really care to meet is Drew Barrymore. And then the next morning we're up at the penthouse having breakfast, and then in walks Drew Barrymore, who wasn't even involved in the Rock Honors thing. So I'm like, hey, where the fuck is Spike? And she's like, excuse me? And then she turns around, and then she sees me, she's like, oh, hey, what's going on? And then she sat and ate breakfast.
I heard she was cool, Missy. She was cool, right?
I heard she farted. Cool bitch?
I heard she farted at breakfast.
What?
No, she did not. She was wonderful.
I could picture it, though.
No, she was so sweet.
You can picture
I had
fart,
like a big vegetarian.
And then remember we...
Stop, Chad. Don't take away from my moment.
After the awards, I went out with Kelly Osbourne and... I had a few drinks, and I told her that I was going to fall asleep on my pizza at the bar, and I actually did. And then when I saw Villa the next day, he was like, "Who's so weird, man? I actually passed out from drinking and fell asleep on my food." I was like, "I did that yesterday, too!" Because I haven't seen Villa for a while, so we drank like 30 beers. I haven't drank since then because we got so annihilated. He's been on a rampage, dude.
I heard you got a little, you laid some of the sounds on us from his new album, which you weren't supposed to do, which I'm not supposed to be talking about, but...
I can play it for you all day long.
You're allowed.
I can't play it right now, though.
What are you talking about? Hymns record? Yeah, dude, Hymns new album, they're taking...
Didn't they just do a new album?
Yeah, they're taking...
How many albums do they do? Like, one a minute?
Well, he's got a lot of ammo right now because he's in a big argument with his girlfriend who he's probably not with anymore.
You're not allowed to be saying this shit.
What's that about?
I'm not going to go into detail.
Dude,
I'm just saying that
they're having... Him.com just fucking went nuts.
I'm just saying that they're having trouble. Well, they're going to go even more nuts because we were so annihilated and haven't seen each other for so long that we did this Huck magazine interview and got so fucking gay, dude. I was like kissing him and shit on the interview. Woke up the next day just like... Man almighty. So I just remember the photographer loving it so bad. He was like, yeah, keep doing that. Yeah. All this shit.
Money.
Shelby told me that she walked in and saw you guys just like all lovey-dovey on the couch and was like, bam, where's Missy?
Yeah, oh, man. I can't wait to see that interview. Dude, just picture this, but it's not Missy's leg, it's Villa's leg.
Oh, Jesus
like, photos
Christ.
Were just like this. And I have, like, a bottle of booze, like, right here, and I'm just like, that's what the photos were like, man. And I wouldn't have done it unless I was 20 beers deep. And I was 30 beers deep, so it was even worse.
I'll tell you, their new music's a lot harder than their prior music. Rather than love ballads, it's, like, it's a lot more, I mean, it's more... I can see their conscience being a lot more rocking, you know? Like,
it's what I told him was.
Oh, what a fucking geek.
Yo, after I heard,
can I be more of an ass kiss?
After I heard the new album, though, I just started laughing my ass off. He's like, "What?" I'm like, "I was like, I get joy out of your misery." And I was like, "Shut the fuck up!" I'm like, "I do. I get joy out of you being miserable."
Wait, you said that to Villa?
Yeah, because he writes better lyrics when he's miserable.
You actually said to him, "I hope you're miserable all the time."
I was like, "Man, I hope you're miserable all the time."
Chad doesn't like hearing this stuff about him.
I didn't have any problem with it at all. What are you fucking talking about? Did I say anything? You just did.
Yeah, no, I said they'd be rocking. You didn't like hearing that, and you didn't like hearing that they came out with a new album. Should we talk about CKY's new album, or should we not talk about him anymore? Let's talk about CKY.
Oh, that's great.
Well, how's the new album coming?
How's the Sweet Sounds coming?
Sweet Sounds I've been working on all fucking day. And
really?
A lot, dude.
Is it called Sweet
Studio's
Sounds?
Done. We're doing it at my studio, which is going to be really fucking cool because we got all this fucking time. We don't have to fucking pay for any studio time, so we'll be fucking working on
it. Were you doing some stuff at Studio 4?
We did a couple drum tracks there kind of early. But
what's the new album called, or can't you tell us?
Why the fuck would we know what it's called?
It's called
right
Fuck
now?
You, Front.
Because you're recording an album, pussy.
Yeah, we're recording an album. We're not recording an album title. Fucking ridiculous.
It's
like,
called Fuck You, Front.
It doesn't have a script.
It's called Infiltrate, Destroy, Rebuild.
No, that was our.
Not Infiltrate.
Remember you yelled at that fan?
So how's Infiltrate, Rebuild, Destroy, Rebuild?
Wow.
How can you rebuild what's been destroyed? That doesn't make any sense.
What the hell? You don't infiltrate something, rebuild it, and then destroy it and rebuild.
Why would you destroy it?
Why would you do that?
That makes no sense. You know what? Fuck this interview. Listen to yourself. I'm out of here.
The kid booked your whole Salt Lake City meet and greet or whatever it was, and you just reprimanded him in front of all the fans that he invited.
So what do you think of the new Infiltrate, Rebuild, Destroy?
Well.
You guys told this story so long ago on this radio station. How many shows have we done here? It's not me particularly, but this Radio Bam in general.
So do you listen to
Fam
them
Bam?
All?
What is this? The 200?
Oh, man. Yeah, we've done so many episodes.
How many?
I don't know how Howard Stern does it, man. Well, I guess he gets all these, like, news reports and shit. I don't do that.
It's a longer show,
I just talk about, like, what's been going on the past week or whatever and all that shit. I don't go into, like, news reports.
He's got a bunch of writers and shit, too, though.
He has tons of help.
Like, you go into news reports, you talk about random shit that you hear about.
Oh, yeah, if it's, like...
What about Clay Aiken's haircut and fat? Is that shit Karen or what, dude? How
Clay Aiken got all fat because he blames it on nerves.
Why don't you tell everybody the new mural we have, courtesy of Seth?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to drive through this shit.
So my garage door has, a gay astronaut who never made it to space, land space. And then we have Ronald Reagan. It says, fuck Reagan, he's a fuck ass. And now I have Osama bin Laden holding a basketball with a 76ers jersey on. He's got a 70. He joined the 76ers. If anybody asks me, like, what do you have Osama bin Laden?
No. He's on the 76ers.
That's why he's on the news all the time. He must be making all them three-pointers and shit. Like, no, you got it all wrong, man. He's the guy. No. As far as I'm concerned, he's number three on the Sixers, dude.
Can Pat's friend go into, like, how the basketball symbolized the world because the world's spinning on his finger?
Look at it. It's like the world's spinning on his fingers. Hell, he's wrapped around my finger. It's just making no sense because they're from Marcus Hook, PA. All right, let's hear some Mondo Dio from Sweden. Track two, Bobo.
What the fuck are you talking about? Mondo what? I can't even
Mondo Dio, the new album. It's out.
Not Mondo Generator.
No, Mondo Dio.
Are they allowed to just go ahead and take it?
They probably didn't even know.
Yeah, right.
Who's this?
From Sweden, dude.
Oh, that makes it all the difference. CKY will be in Sweden on July 1st or 2nd. We'll be in Norway 1st. Or second at some big festivals. Oddly enough, we're playing with Avril Lavigne and My Chemical Romance. CKY, awesome. My Chemical Romance and Avril Lavigne.
That's awesome.
That's
diversity. That's
a way to look at it.
Can you buy Rudy and Blitz at the merch table?
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay, kick ass, Franz, you fuck.
I'm giving you a fuck!
Problem, but now you're standing on the street.
That was Mondo Dio.
Oh, man.
Yo,
Mondo Dio.
I forgot to say, we pulled up to in L.A. It was me, Missy, and Villa. We were going to, at Koi, yeah. It's basically like the hot spot in L.A. where all like the photographers hang out and the filmers.
Darren probably hangs there.
As soon as we get out of the car, there's a guy with a camera and a microphone. He's like, Bam, what do you think of Paris going to jail? I'm like, she should probably just suck it up and do it, dude. And then Villa just comes up, give her the death penalty. Like, everybody's trying to give their, like, useful information. Like, I think that they should probably not be so harsh on her. I'm just like, yeah, she should probably just suck it up and power it out. And Villa's like, give her the death penalty.
That's awesome.
God damn just, that sweaty bitch.
And then we stroll in all wasted. Oh, man. I was a pile of those whole 2 days.
Yeah, big time. Are.
And then I saw Sean Penn. I haven't seen him in a while.
Is he still all muscly, or is he toned down a little bit?
I was so hammered, I barely remember.
Dude, last time I saw him,
dude, even there's this guy Bruno who has like an 8-pack.
He's the best.
Who's always
I love up. Bruno.
And
I love him.
He's in Ming Hags, and Franz just got all emo when he left. He's like, well, who wouldn't want to be Bruno? I'm like, I wouldn't want to be Bruno. Well, think about it. He works at a lawyer's office. He has a 6-pack. He's got a hot-ass girlfriend.
And
he's a black belt in karate. I mean, who wouldn't want to be Bruno?
He's a black belt in karate. He goes on vacation 4 fucking times a year. When was the last time you went on vacation?
And he's in my favorite gay porn.
I treat my girlfriend like shit.
I get paid on my vacations, dickhead. That's how you fucking do it.
No. We all go.
I got 100 grand to go on my vacation.
No, we all go on.
It's sitting right here on the fucking table.
We all go on vacation. We all go places and work, dude, but Missy. When was the last time Bam took you somewhere nice and was like, yeah, like, we're going to go to the Bahamas and
LA,
not worry
bitch.
About...
Yesterday.
Yeah,
Vegas. You met Drew Barrymore, fuck's sake, up in a penthouse suite where nobody could bother us.
You were networking the whole time, dipshit. When was the last time you gave your girl... I don't do it either. I'm just saying, here's a guy... with a decent career, makes good money, makes like 100 grand a year.
And I respect that, but I would not want to be
once
Bruno.
Once a season, goes on fucking vacation. He's built like brick shit house. He's a fucking black belt. He's a cool dude. All this shit.
All right, Franz is getting a hard on.
My
right
God, God, dude.
Franz, are you in love?
Oh my God,
did I fall in love with him?
You're getting a half on, dude.
I'm sorry.
During the song,
I
you were saying
crush.
How you love bodybuilders, you love them and shit. What do you love them?
I like
love.
I like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, now it's like now. Now it's like.
I like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For what?
Dorian Yates.
For what?
His achievements in bodybuilding.
What do you like it for?
He was like a 7-time Mr. Olympia.
Do you use it to encourage you to do better film work, or do you masturbate?
It inspires me. You know what's intriguing to me about Arnold Schwarzenegger? He knows three languages. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Franz wants Bruno to give him a leaky ass.
No.
You want a leaky A,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, why not? Get me drunk enough, I'll do anything.
What the fuck? Shit, Franz, dude. Right. You gotta film some more time lapse.
It got
dude.
Quiet.
You want a time lapse that last segment?
Hey, when you bitches see Bruno in the movie, you're gonna get as wet as you know what
I'm roasted.
Hey, remember when Angie was lubing up his thighs?
No.
Ryan Dunn's girlfriend?
Yeah.
She's in the movie?
She's in the movie. She's
That's
awesome
cool.
in the movie. Ryan Dunn's great in the movie, but in the one scene, you know, she's lubing up Bruno's thighs, and Ryan Dunn fucking comes up to me, and he's like, yo, what the fuck, Franz? Learn how to fucking call cut if you're going to fucking call action. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, dude, for the past fucking 5 minutes, we haven't been filming, and Angie thinks we're still filming. She's over there fucking rubbing oil all over hot Bruno's thighs. What the
oh
fuck?
Oh, my God.
And Bruno's thighs. And I was just like, everyone else knows we called action. Everyone else knows we called cut.
Save it for your fucking freaky little fucking Philadelphia bedrooms, dude. Take it back to Fairmount.
Take it back to Fairmount.
All right. Once you guys are done filming this movie, Bam and I are going on vacation.
Yeah.
We just went on a vacation three days ago.
A real vacation. We're going to
try. Just like Bruno. Just like Bruno.
Having breakfast with Drew Barrymore on the top of Mandalay Bay penthouse suite is not a good enough vacation.
No. That was one.
The Bahamas.
Hey, it's for horses.
Ooh, it is.
We went on our honeymoon, and you spent half the time skating with Ryan Sheckler.
And on the phone with me.
I was fucking the FDA.
He was calling me every
every 5 minutes. Fun. I'm like, why aren't you fucking your wife? You're on
because it's
4
in the morning. I was all hopped up on Adderall.
Luckily, I flushed the rest of those down the toilet, yeah. So we don't have to deal with that shit anymore.
I haven't drank and
done with that Adderall
for a day.
Well,
I told her to chuck the rest down the toilet. I didn't want them. I don't like the way I feel when I'm not doing anything.
Right.
You know, like when you wake up all shitbag from feeling like shit from drinking whiskey or whatever, as soon as you take a shot of whiskey when you wake up, you're re-fine again.
I don't do that, though.
Well, I stopped.
Yeah, but a lot of people do that.
Pain.
You did.
It's fun to go on like 10-day benders, but you have to stop sooner or later.
You planned that last one. I talked to you in L.A. and you were like, "All right, I just killed it at the fucking awards,
yeah,
and now I'm going to go on a bender."
Because I was 10 days nervous of doing those awards.
Longer
I was like, "I'm going, yeah,
you
even
were
longer."
Nervous, dude.
So when I did it and I didn't stutter at all and I didn't fuck up, I was like, "I am going to get wasted." I told Kelly, "I'm going to fall asleep on my pizza. I'm going to get so wasted." Then I just spit all over the computer.
Thank God your bodyguard was there with us because he picked you up from the table, carried you through the casino at the Hard Rock, and put
who
you
did?
In the car.
Bodyguard? What was his build? I don't know what his fucking build was, Franz. Well, if he's a bodyguard, he must be pretty big. Sweaty, with a nice oily cock.
Gigantic.
Oily cock.
Maybe he could give me a leaky ass. What's his number?
You want a leaky ass, dude.
I look, Bruno's a hot guy.
Jesus.
I think it's time to go, dudes.
No. We're having too much fun getting gay with Bruno. Hey, when getting gay, gay, gay.
The show is cut short the week before because they kept playing Offspring and shit in between the show. Remember that?
Yeah.
Offspring. Now we're talking about it. So it's 52 minutes at this point. I say give them at least 8.
Hey, you know, I have an 8-minute song right here.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Well, you're naming it.
Fuck y'all, man.
Unless you want to hear Franz talk about dick sizes and bodybuilders.
I want to hear him get his way out of it.
You know,
it's
this asshole does me today. I'm sitting there and working, you know, I'm sweating. He goes, "Yo, hey, you need a hand?" And he's swinging his little dick around, you know. How does that help me? It doesn't at all.
You got so mad about it. You're like,
"Yeah, you piss next to my truck and then you do that, man."
You're like, "What the fuck?
What the fuck
is wrong with you? I'm doing the old helicopter."
I got "What the fuck?
I got fucking 9 inches soft swinging around. He's not even impressed." This motherfucker.
9 inches of soft.
I got 9 inches of soft. You're not even impressed. What the fuck are you packing, motherfucker? That's little?
That's me and Franz were down by the hobbit hole in the morning, and we're both pissing.
Look at Joe eyeing up his dick trying to figure out how big it is.
We're pissing right next to each other.
How is that little?
Yo, we're pissing like 2 feet away from each other, and then I just look over. And then I look at mine, and I look at his, and I just put my head down. And I'm like, "God damn, dude! Yo, I bet you Novak and Franz pissing together should be a photo because it's like hot and cold."
You know what? That happened
night
the other
day, dude.
Chioda, what happened at the Phillies game?
What happened?
Wait, give him the. What happened at the urinals at the Phillies game?
Oh, we all went in to take a piss, and of course I looked down and Wayne. Everyone's pissing normal separate.
Of course, you know what you're doing.
Everyone's like pissing normal except Franz standing 2 feet back. Hey, Chayon, look at this. He's holding his dick with two hands.
Everybody down the line of urinals is like looking like, "What the fuck?" And it's like Dooner, like, you know, our producer Dooner, our associate producer for Ming Hags, Brian Matthews, and there's Chayon and a couple other guys are with. They're all like, they're all laughing, and everybody else is just getting so bummed out.
Dude, we should just go to urinals at, like, the Phillies game and just, like, go up next to people and just, like, take a look at this thing.
I did it, dude.
Just be like, "Dang, dude." Like, to a complete stranger, just to be like, just to see them be like, "Fucking dude, fool fuck."
I did
it. Look at my dick.
I did it to fucking Deco. Deco was like, you know, he likes to, like, fart real quick and then run away, and then everyone else around you thinks you fart, like, in an airport or something. Well, I was in an airport, and it was just me, him, and this little Chinese guy, and I'm like, I'm just going to, like, okay, Deco was coming out. He just took a shit. He flushed, and the little Chinese guy was walking by. At the same time, I'm like, I'm going to fuck with Deco, so I'm going to give him a surreal experience. So I fucking, doing the helicopter, I'm fucking swerving my dick around, twirling it around like a fucking baton, dude. And then there's a little Chinese guy walks by, sees this. Now coming out of the stall is Deco,
That's
yeah,
the
that's,
sound.
That's my dick. Flopping around. Now here comes the Chinese guy, notices this, gets bummed out, and Deco walks out of the stall and sees this. Now, I think Deco, having done the Chinese rap and shit, I think he's going to appreciate this more than anyone and be like, Franz, that was the fucking funniest thing. Later, he comes up to me right before we get in the flight. He goes, Franz, that is a gift, and you are fucking abusing it. And that's all I'm going to say. And he gets so mad. He didn't talk to me the whole flight, and I had to sit next to the guy.
You had to sit next to
him. I had to sit next to him on the fucking flight. And he didn't talk to me one time. He was so bummed out. I was like, dude, I thought... I did it to make you laugh.
Kick you way up into a tree. Who wants a taste of my oolong tea? Ho ha ho ha hoo chee chee. Everybody in the phone book named Chang. Wanna see my wang? Never good, gone, hit the gong with a bang. Wow. Everybody wanna see me throw a fireball. But that's not right, not in real life, you a fall. Down there, break your leg. Everybody wanna see me break an egg. Well, I don't, but I like fried rice. And I ain't got lights. Ching chow, woo, ching wang, woo, white. That ain't nice. Four fortune cookie. I always told you twice. Maybe. Delivery's free, but not for me. I always tell them $1.50, $55. Wanna see me go God? Hit you with the light. Well, when I hit you with the shit.
You think he would find that funny, but no, he got bummed out.
No. He didn't like the Dickacopter?
He didn't.
The Dickacopter.
And neither did Hane, and apparently nobody does. But, you know, to answer your question about Novak, the other day we had to take a piss together when we were transferring some of the footage from Ming Hags. And I was at the urinal. There's two urinals in a row. I went into the urinal. He went in the stall and shut the door and locked it to take a piss.
I'm sure he was taking a piss.
Yeah, I can hear the tinkle, tinkle.
And then as soon as the toilet flushes,
taking another vein is what he was doing.
He was doing shark fins all day long, probably.
I'm 6 days clean. I'm 6 days clean. I mean 8 days clean.
Man, I swear to God, I wasn't doing no shark fins or no bear fins.
Shit and shit.
I love how that's his big accomplishment. Like, other people, you know, go to college, you know, put out a skate video, make a movie. His is 8 days clean. Wow, that's quite an accomplishment, Novak. Glad to see you haven't pissed away your life.
Novak, how come you've been, like, popping all these pills and getting all shit-faced lately?
Because I'm celebrating about my book being done. That was 2 years ago you got it done. I know. I'm still celebrating.
We 2 years. He's still celebrating about
he's
how the book almost
got
it.
8 days total out of, like, how, what, forever?
Out of his life.
Ten years?
Thank you, Chad. Exactly.
He did go, like, a good 7 years, though. That was the longest he's ever made it.
Yeah, without doing heroin.
Yeah.
Everything else just made up. I mean, the cumulative drugs that have been in that guy's body. He shot a bleach, for Christ's sake. How is that guy still fucking alive?
You know what? He ate 8 Xanax bars and went to the hospital. And I was like, Novak, that's 24 Xanax. He's like, no, it's just 8. I'm like, 8 bars, which is 4 apiece. He's like, okay, they're 2. It's like... I don't even take the shit, and I know. Like, you're a professional pill popper, and you know that it's 4 on 1. So you did 24.
His heart, for old people, dude. 8 times 4 is... Pills are for old people.
Wait, what? Let's see. What's 8 times?
What's 8 times 4?
Is 8 times... What is
32? Oh, yeah, you're right.
32.
Fucking hell.
32.
Well, that's I quit 24. School in 10th grade. So what do you want, bitch?
Did the whole room agree with Bam?
I didn't hear the answer.
8 days a week.
I was just concentrating on the next way
started,
I could...
You started to make me think, like, oh, my God, did I just say something so stupid?
Shit. I thought it. No, you're right. Okay, so 32. Sorry.
I was just thinking about the next way I could cut
down
Novak.
What's the capital of Lithuania?
Vilnius.
Vilnius. What's the capital of Gorgonzola?
Norway, Oslo, what?
Gorgonzola.
There isn't one.
What's the capital of Antarctica?
If he knew it, I'd be
there. There isn't one. Ross Ice Shelf. That's where people camp up. But that's
a fucking talent.
There is no towns.
World's greatest capital namer.
How many states are in the United States of America?
No. I think there's 52 now.
I'm confused between that letters good. And the alphabet.
Is Washington D.C. What's the is now Washington D.C. is not a part, not officially a state.
I just know capitals, Fra. Okay.
Now, fuck you.
I don't know.
All right. Well, this song is like literally 8 minutes long, and we better get going. And it's not this. but it is Dragon Force, and this song is called Through the Fire and Flames. They're from England.
They're on Roadrunner. With the new CKY albums on Roadrunner. CKY will be playing July 1st and 2nd in Sweden and Norway, and also at Rex's sometime in June, I think, right? Hannah?
If you don't go, you're pussies.
Who's opening that show?
I don't know.
Are you scratching?
I think Joe Franz and the Wankcopters.
Right. Joe Franz and the Wankcopters.
RyanGphotography.com.
Are you serious?
Okay.
You didn't just say that.
All right, here we go, Murray.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.